And yeah, great time to enjoy the nice weather. Enjoy it for a couple more days here. We do have rain returning to the forecast pretty much for the rest of the week after tomorrow. And then into next weekend looks pretty similar to what we had, and into next week as well. So definitely said it before, I'll say it again. October, definitely my favorite weather month here since I moved here back in 2014. Love October. It's the week. It's the month that we were, Jacqueline and I were married in. So holds a special significance as well. But mainly the weather. Mainly the weather. 6:15 here, right before we get to our top three stories on what is a busy Monday, we will get our traffic and weather together.
Well, we are looking good on our roads today. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. We do have some slight delays on I-10. That's going to be due to an accident. It's going to be in Baldwin County in the eastbound direction. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. If you're coming from Mobile into Pensacola, you're going to see a small patch of traffic before you get to the Alabama-Florida state line. Other than that, we're looking good. See someone else, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to be having some rain this week. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, pretty high chances for rain. Tomorrow, looking good. Clear skies tonight with a low of 62. It's 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Top three stories today. We start with what's happening in Israel. Here, as the war is continuing to rage between Israel and the militant group Hamas, this afternoon, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressing his country. Here's his comments through a translator.
We have always known what the Hamas have been. Now the whole world knows. Hamas is the ISIS. And we will beat it just like the Western world has beaten ISIS.
And this comes after Hamas launched coordinated attacks over the weekend. Since then, the death toll rising to nearly 1,200, with thousands more injured on both sides of the conflict. At least 9 Americans are among the death toll. I think the thing, and from an American perspective, you know, I was tuned in a little bit here over the weekend, saw, as I'm sure you did, Gracie, scrolling through TikTok videos of some of the events over the weekend. And with a very surface-level understanding of the situation there between Israel and the Palestinians, and obviously this goes back, you know, thousands of years, and but looking at the fact that this is not, this is a surprise attack. I think I heard today the first one in like 50 years, but the sort of fighting and the sort of the angst is kind of always there and has always been there and will always be there. But to hear from an Israeli perspective, them saying that this is like our 9/11 kind of really stuck to me when you consider everything that goes on there pretty regularly. So that was a pretty remarkable to hear. And along those lines today, Hamas says that it will execute hostages on a live broadcast if Israel targets civilians in Gaza. A Hamas spokesperson said they will respond to any targeting of people in their homes without warning, and the militant group claims to have more than 100 hostages, including Israeli army officers. So that's the latest there. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, more devastation. About 2,400 people believed to be dead after a pair of earthquakes. The first, a magnitude 6.3, hit western Afghanistan on Saturday. That was followed by a 6.1 quake and well over 1,300 houses damaged or destroyed. Those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at what's happening here locally. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says a 26-year-old man arrested on Saturday for allegedly holding a woman and child hostage with a firearm. That happened on Beeman Avenue. The incident was reported after a woman arrived at the sheriff's office saying that she had just escaped from a home and a child was still there. So the sheriff's office sent a SWAT team to the home. They were able to convince 26-year-old Jerry Foster to release the child and surrender. Foster now being held without bond. Several charges including aggravated assault, kidnapping, and false imprisonment. Dry conditions around northwest Florida, and some may be wondering why bird bans haven't been implemented here locally, especially in light of the 40-acre brush fire in Gulf Breeze from yesterday. Florida Forestry Services' Joe Zerchowski talked to Channel 3, saying their key indicators only put our area at moderate drought levels.
But we're nowhere near those conversations right now. It's not 100% normal for where we're at right now, but this is not abnormal with what we're seeing, this big drying trend.
Yeah, adding that when burn bans do go into effect, they're generally for longer periods of time, ranging for 30 to 90 days. But Zerchowski says current conditions are short-term, obviously aided by the fact that we do have some rain to look forward to here throughout the rest of the work week after Tuesday. Escambia County officials very much aware that the ECAT system needs an overhaul, and they are working to that end. Mass Transit Director Rodriguez Kimbrough says in the summer, a comprehensive operation analysis was done and shows there are just too many stops and too many routes that are overlapping.
Taking the time that it takes to actually ride our service, currently right now to get from point A to point B, it actually takes about 2 hours if you wanted to ride our service. That's not normal transit.
And he tells Channel 3 the system is nearly 20 years old, and they're looking into changes in the future that could include removing some stops and also introducing micro transit, which keeps the larger buses on the main roads and smaller vehicles moving through neighborhoods. Also down the road in Mobile, city leaders there accuse Biloxi police of dropping off homeless people in their city. They're filing a cease and desist letter claiming Biloxi is using a city vehicle and uniformed officers to transport transients there. The city of Biloxi responded, though, saying they've been working with two Mobile homeless shelters since August of last year and have only transported two people this year. And also in local headlines, the Harlem Globetrotters announcing their 2024 World Tour today, and that includes a stop right here in Pensacola. That'll be on Tuesday, April 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Bay Center. And tickets are now on sale and can be bought at Ticketmaster.com. If you have not been, they are a really fun show. Saw them, I want to say, probably 10, 11 years ago. And, you know, the outcome is we already know the outcome. The Washington Generals cannot and will never beat the Harlem Globetrotters, but it's not really about the final score. It's about everything that happens in between the start and the final whistle. It's a lot of fun, and for the whole family, they make sure of that. 6:21, we'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Sugar.
News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie for Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week, enjoying this fabulous weather we had all throughout the day and this weekend. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more headlines. No major slowdowns to report. If you do see something, though, make sure to give a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to have another nice day coming up tomorrow with a high of 83 and partly sunny skies. But then we'll have some rain. So heavy rain expected on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. And also clear skies tonight with a low of 62. 73 throughout our area. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our state headlines today. The National Hurricane Center now tracking two disturbances. One is an area of low pressure in the southwestern Gulf. The other a tropical wave far out in the eastern Atlantic. And the Gulf system right now is being given a 20% chance of developing as it moves slowly northward. And the Atlantic system will turn into a tropical depression later on this week and tracking northwest, not expected to impact any land there.
Also, USA Today reports that the Florida Department of Health has agreed to settle a lawsuit requiring it to provide the detailed COVID data after initially refusing and saying it didn't exist. The department will also have to pay $150,000 in legal fees, and the COVID data will detail vaccination counts, case counts, and deaths, and it will be coming out weekly for the next 3 years, grouped by county, age group, gender, and race.
Florida Republicans are adding to their lead in voter registration numbers. The GOP has more than 5.2 million of the state's 13.9 million registered voters. As of August 31st, the state had 4.6 million registered Democrats and 3.8 million with no party affiliation. Florida historically had more registered Democrats than Republicans until 2021.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
That's right. Scientists in Florida are naming a newly discovered snail after Jimmy Buffett's song. That's the Cayo Margarita. It's a bright yellow worm snail, and it's going to be named after the song Margaritaville. It's a it's a type of snail that sticks to surfaces in the coral reef. So pretty cool there.
So we've got a snail named after the song. We've got the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Expressway coming, what is that, the eastern coast from Miami to Jacksonville, I think is what that is. So pretty cool there. Also, cops in Palm Beach County, our Florida man story today, say that a man stole a car outside of a Pilot Travel Center just minutes after he filled out a job application there. The 23-year-old went to the Pilot to ask about a job. He was told to come back today, so he filled out the job application and left. Then, he allegedly carjacked a man and almost ran him over. He was arrested after he lost control of the SUV and crashed. Safe to say, didn't make his interview today, and unfortunately, he will have to look for other employment opportunities that may be available to him in the distant future. So that is pretty rough there.
Yikes.
Quick rundown of our national headlines here. A vote to fill the vacant Speaker of the House seat is set for Wednesday, looks like. Top two candidates, Ohio's Jim Jordan and Louisiana's Steve Scalise. Yesterday, tourism officially opened back up on West Maui with the exception of Lahaina. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announcing a run for the White House as an independent, talking to supporters in Philadelphia. Major airlines, including American, United, and Delta, suspending service in and out of Israel, though President Biden did confirm that commercial flights as well as ground service is being made available for U.S. citizens wanting to leave Israel. And two officials with the Federal Reserve say that the central bank may leave interest rates alone when they meet in 3 weeks. That's because there's been a surge in long-term interest rates, which has made borrowing more expensive and could help cool inflation without any further short-term rate hikes. 6:30 right now. We've got our sports news coming up next. An update in Atlanta, the Braves and the Phillies.
Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now. Hope you are enjoying your start to the week, this beautiful weather. We're going to get a full rundown from Joseph Neubauer in just a bit of what weather is going to look like this week. But first, a look at our roads. Right now, we're looking pretty good with I-10 I-110, not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. We do have a small accident reported by FHP just north of 9 Mile Road, right near Pine Forest, right off of Pine Forest. So that's right near the Starbucks and O'Reilly's Auto Parts. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, looking pretty good. If you see anything else on the roads, please call the traffic line at 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to hear from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Some much-needed rain is on the way, but in the meantime, we have one more day with nice weather on Tuesday, waking up in the 50s and 60s, a little bit chilly, but still dry, highs near about 80 on Tuesday afternoon. It's Wednesday to Thursday we see the rain move in. Rain could be potentially all day on Wednesday and through the second half of the day on Thursday as well, with high temperatures in the middle 70s. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have sunny skies for tomorrow. It's 73 in Pensacola right now, 74 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Monday Night Football here coming up at top of the hour. We will have the Raiders and the Packers at 7:15, ESPN, ABC, and the simulcast with Peyton Eli coming up as well. Gracie, I don't know if you've had a chance to do your research or look up the starting quarterbacks. I can tell you that if you just go by the looks of the quarterbacks, you're probably going to go with the Raiders. But we'll give you a few minutes here to get you some research in before we make our official picks here for Monday Night Football. Braves in a little bit of trouble here, losing game one on Saturday and currently trailing the Phillies 3-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Phillies up to bat. Max Fried chased from the game here after four innings of work. So not looking pretty good right now. Later on TBS at 8:07 after this one wraps up, the Dodgers taking on the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks won game one over the weekend. NFL injury news. The Vikings say they will not rush back star wideout Justin Jefferson. He suffered a hamstring injury late yesterday when he slipped while making a cut during a route. And so no timeline has been given yet. He's still being evaluated. Tough news for our local product, Jeremy Reeves. The Commanders putting him on IR today after he suffered an injury during the Thursday night loss to the Chicago Bears. College football notes. The latest AP poll has Oklahoma now into the top five after their big win over Texas. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State now the new top three, while Florida State checks in at number four. And crazy, crazy one at the Chicago Marathon. The winner, a 23-year-old Kenyan named Kelvin Kiptum. Not only did he win, smashed the world record for the fastest marathon. 26.2 miles. He ran it in 2 hours and 35 seconds. I would guesstimate that he will probably, before it's all said and done, break the 2-hour barrier. I think that's where we're headed on this thing. I mean, 35 seconds away. I don't know how you train to shave off those 35 seconds, but I have a feeling that he will be the one. Just 23 years old, that's crazy. 6:40 now, health, business, and science notes are coming up here right after we get Gracie's official prediction for Monday Night Football. The Oakland Raiders badly need a win. I would say both teams actually badly need a win. The Raiders 1-3, the Packers 2-2. It is Raiders' home game. And so what do you got for us?
I'm definitely going to have to go with the Raiders. Not only did I not even have to look at the Packers quarterback, but there's also this TikTok girl that I follow, and her boyfriend or her husband is, like, I think on the Raiders. So I think I would.
Oh, you're talking about
they just had
Isaiah Crochelle. Yes. Rochelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's on the actual team or was on it last year. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would choose them just based off of that.
There you go. I'm also going with my Raiders. They will win. And I'm going to say 23-20. Close game, but the Raiders pull it out. 6:41 now, health, business, and science notes today. UAW strike is growing a bit larger now as union members at the Volvo Group-owned Mack Trucks went on strike today. A majority of workers voting against a proposal yesterday that would have included a 19% pay raise. The union is still fighting for a 40% increase, cost of living adjustments, and pensions for workers as well.
Also, a new study shows that taking popular injections for weight loss could put you at higher risk for digestive issues. So that includes Wegovy and Ozempic. And while the risks of serious problems are rare at about 1%, the demand for these drugs are soaring. So the study's author says that 1% could still translate to a lot of people having these issues.
Also, oil prices are rising after the sudden eruption of war in Israel, though experts believe the impact on oil prices will be limited unless there is the conflict expands to a larger regional conflict, and namely if Iran, a key backer of Hamas and an OPEC member, are directly involved in the conflict. So something that bears watching, but again, experts believe it to be a minimal impact, at least for now.
Also, the founder of Joby Aviation says that the electric air taxis could be in service in just 2 years. That's Joe Ben Bevert says, or made the claim, that his California-based company is working to develop an electric-powered aircraft that could take off and land like a helicopter, but it's going to fly like a small plane.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I think 2025 is a little aggressive, but I could see it, you know, in the testing phases, maybe that they're working on it still, but I don't see this being in service by 2025. Also, sport of football becoming more violent than ever. Doctors are trying to keep up. A team at the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio is developing a breath test to detect early signs of traumatic injury.
It's relatively new compared to blood and urine tests and things like that. Probably the most beneficial is that it's non-invasive.
And Dr. Mark Liberdoni says an athlete would simply breathe into a machine that would calibrate what's coming out of the lungs to give a reading on whether there has been a concussion.
Also in health, business, and science notes, oil prices are rising after the sudden eruption of the war in Israel. Analysts are closely monitoring developments as Iran, a key backer of Hamas and OPEC member, has expressed support for the Palestinian attack, and experts believe that the impact on oil prices will be limited unless the conflict expands to a larger regional conflict. Just shy of 6:45, we'll get a quick look at traffic and weather before we get our pop culture notes. Looking good throughout our area, I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. Also looking good on 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway, and nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. Coming up for weather, we're going to have some really nice weather tomorrow with partly sunny skies and a high of 83. But then after tomorrow, it gets a little bit rainy throughout our area. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, chances of rain are pretty high. So just keep that in mind. It should be, you know, look good for the weekend, at least for right now. Look good for the weekend and into next week. But, yeah, late this week, expect some rain. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 62. It's 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in pop culture notes today. The Powerball jackpot will now be the third largest in the history of the game. Tonight's drawing will be worth $1.5 billion. There hasn't been a winner since July, and over 30 drawings have taken place since then.
Also, something I'm pretty excited for, the final season of The Crown is going to be released in two parts. Mm-hmm. So Netflix revealed that the first part is going to come out on November 16th, so we're just about a month away almost, and the final six seasons are going to air about a month after that on December 14th. This season, it's season six, and it's set in the late 1990s into early 2000. It covers Princess Diana's tragic death, as well as Prince William and Kate Middleton's blossoming relationship.
Yeah, so excited for that. I have not seen any episodes of The Crown yet. And looking after I saw this, I went and did a little research on Wikipedia. So it kind of chronicles the life of Queen Elizabeth, kind of starting from the beginning of her reign. I'm not really interested in the earlier parts. I think I will start watching at season four and start from there in the lead up to this. But I'm definitely interested. I will be watching this last season here because I don't know. I'm you know, we've talked about this before. Anytime something big comes up with the royals, I don't understand it, but I'm always in.
It's
I'm always in on it. And I'm say that again.
I said it's the historian in you.
Yeah, maybe that too. But it's like I don't follow the French government, or yeah. Certainly England, UK, is not the only country out there with a king and queen. But I don't care about the king of Spain. I couldn't tell you who it is, but yeah, something about the royals there. Also today, the 50th annual World Championship Pumpkin Weigh Off. So last year's winner had a pumpkin that weighed 2,560 pounds. This year's winner will receive $9,000 in prize money per pound of pumpkin, so not a small amount. And if the world record of 2,702 pounds is broken, there would be a $30,000 bonus as well.
Also, lastly, in pop culture notes, the country star Jelly Roll, he's being celebrated because he got the audience to help a man who was in a wheelchair crowd surf up to the stage. So very cool there. Once he safely made it to the stage, him and Jelly Roll sang the song Son of a Sinner, which is like his most popular song. But here's a little bit about what it sounded like.
We're going to need a lot of help, though. We can't drop the ball on this one. This is big. All hands on deck right here, boys. Appreciate y'all helping us. Yeah, let's get him right the fuck right here. Yeah, baby.
So So I'm sure that made that an awesome concert for not only the guy that crowd surfed up to the front, but also everyone there.
So my understanding, very limited, but I think I saw that Jelly Roll is kind of known for this, right? Where he will, does he call people out just randomly, or do people kind of get his attention, or what happens here?
He is very into his fans. Like, he kind of has just come up. He was kind of this, like, normal guy. He struggled with addiction and then, you know, got clean and started making songs about it. So he's very into, like, interacting with his fans. Like, if someone's screaming his name, and maybe some people would just be like, okay, hey, he's going to stop and talk to them, stuff like that. So he's not constantly going viral for things like this,
okay,
but it seems like he, you know, is always, you know, kind
of. So he is the anti-Miranda Lambert when it comes to people taking selfies of him.
Yes, exactly. He's the side of the spectrum.
Very good. Looking at some wacky and weird headlines today, I love everything about this story. Last Wednesday, we had the National Emergency Alert Test that went out and obviously hit all of our phones as well. And I saw this last week is that, people were bringing up the fact, hey, you know, there's some inmates that have these phones in secret, and that this alert is going to expose them. And I have no doubt that that happened. But one thing I didn't think about was the number of Amish people that have secret cell phones. Well, an ex-Amish named Eli Yoder took to TikTok, and he said that he's helped some of his Amish buddies over the years get some phones. And he says that a few of them got caught with it because of the alerts. Here's what he had to say. It's pretty funny.
Three of them replied back to me today and said, hey, I'm going to have to lay low for a while. I just got shunned. And I said, how'd that happen? They said, hey, that emergency alert that went off? Yeah, we had our phones on vibrate and it still went off. The one guy said the elders were coming in his driveway and they were there to speak with him about something that they heard about him, that he might have to get shunned, you know. They got to check up on it to see if it's true. Right when that was going on, the alert went off and he was in his pocket. Now he's getting shunned for both, whatever they were after to shun him, and also the cell phone.
So I love his laugh. It's hilarious. But the thing that, and I have no knowledge, I'd have to do a little bit of research on this, so apparently, shunning is a big deal in the Amish community, but it apparently does not involve them actually taking away the thing that they're being shunned for, because he says three people replied to him. So they still have the cell phone. Yeah. So I guess shunning means maybe they're not allowed at church, or maybe they're just not. I don't know what that means. So I don't know what the big impact here is. But again, he was a former Amish. I don't know if a cell phone was the reason why he got excommunicated from the fellowship there, but a pretty funny story nonetheless. 6:52, we'll take a quick break here. More wacky and weird stuff, and of course, finishing up with good news on a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
Four times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one-day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Taxes are too high. Spending is too high. Why did Matt Gaetz join Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and over 200 Democrats in killing the Republican plan to cut Washington spending and strengthen the border, because Matt Gaetz would rather promote himself than protect taxpayers from runaway government spending. Conservative Republicans had a deal to cut spending by 8% and restore Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The plan would have protected taxpayers and our borders, but Matt Gaetz killed it. Matt Gaetz spends too much time chasing TV cameras and not enough time working together with conservatives to rein in Washington spending. Call Matt Gaetz at 850-479-1183 and tell him to stop voting with Democrats and start siding with Florida taxpayers. Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform. Learn more. Visit atr.org/cutspending.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 6:55. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some more wacky and weird stories, which one includes the sexiest accent. So we'll learn what we all think that is. Going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather first, though. Looking good, though. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also running smoothly. If you do see something on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Coming up for weather, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, pretty high chances of rain. Tomorrow, we're looking good, though, with mostly sunny skies. We do have a low of 62 tonight with mostly clear skies. It's 73 in Pensacola, 73 in Milton, and 72 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782.
All right, so a couple more wacky stories here. The Gracie was talking about sexiest accents. A poll of 1,000 Americans has found what the sexiest accent in the world is, and it is...
Can I be Australian, mate? Hello, mate. Alligators and dingo babies.
Yes, Australian coming in number one. The rest of the top five, Scottish, English, Irish, and French. The least sexy, New York and Boston accents were rated the most annoying. Canadian voted the funniest. Any issues with those findings?
I think I agree with that. And I would say, like, the one thing that screams sexy is Kevin Malone from The Office.
There you go.
So definitely think that we got that all cleared up there in case anyone was confused. Also a wacky and weird story. So a judge in California today is denying two requests for some LA police officers who were fired for playing Pokemon Go on the job. So their dash cam video and audio showed the cops ignoring calls for a backup when they needed to go to a robbery in 2017. Instead, they were heard talking about how to catch a certain character on Pokemon Go, and the officers are arguing that the records should be deleted and the recording should be dismissed because those were private conversations.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, unfortunately. Yeah. And hey, you're on the clock. Got to do the job. Finally, in wacky stories, Air Jordan and Travis Scott sneakers are known to go for big bucks, and at least one store is going to make people earn the chance to buy them. So the Travis Scott Air Jordan 1 golf shoes released this Friday, and the resale market for these will be way higher than their retail price. In an effort to prevent resellers having easy access, a golf store in London is requiring buyers to actually be able to golf, driving a golf ball anyway. So men will have to drive the ball at least 200 yards, while women will have to go 150 yards. Everybody who wants to purchase a pair will have two attempts to accomplish that. So what do you think about that? I think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome, too. I'm glad I don't want those shoes because I don't think I would be able to hit a golf ball 200 yards. So I'm glad I'm not, you know, trying to get those. But that just makes sense. Like, give it to the – or let the people who want to buy them, who are going to be able to use them,
right,
be able to get them.
Exactly.
Some good news to finish us off this hour. A woman in Canada is in the news because her body is 39 years old, but her liver is 108. She collapsed when she was 19 years old and discovered that she needed a transplant, and the donor was an 88-year-old man. So to make it to this 20-year milestone is even better. Also, something pretty crazy, she ended up marrying the guy who found her and helped her when she collapsed, and now they have 3 kids together.
That's awesome.
Very cool. Going to finish off this Monday of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie right here on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back tomorrow with all the information you need about what's going on throughout your world locally, statewide, and nationally right here on Pensacola Right Now.